Hey, everyone. This is In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will, and this is episode 231. I'm still running solo today, but that will change very soon. So Sister Marie is working on another assignment right now, but she'll be joining us as soon as she is able to do so. So I'm just happy that you're here, and we're still plowing our way through Jesus in Genesis. And there's a passage in the 32nd chapter about Jacob. And this is when Jacob was basically running from his uncle Laban. They had had a very acrimonious separation, and he's leaving and actually gets a message that Esau would like to meet with him. And he's coming with 400 militia men that I think would give Jacob the impression that this is probably the end, because he and Esau have had a bad separation the last time they were together. And Esau vowed to kill him. So Jacob is preparing for this reunion with his twin brother Esau. And in Genesis 32, verse 24, we read this. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. That's really all I want to talk about right now. I think most of us are familiar with the account of Jacob wrestling with the Lord himself, I believe, in my understanding of that passage. We'll talk about that perhaps at another time. But I believe that this was a Christophany or a theophany, a pre-incarnate appearance of the Lord Jesus himself here wrestling. Actually in a physical wrestling match. I don't think this is hyperbole. I don't think this is a allegory or an analogy. I don't think this is a dream or a vision or a trance. I think that Jacob is physically wrestling with a physical manifestation of the Lord Jesus himself here at the Brook Jabbok, which, by the way, means emptying. And how appropriate, because this is the process that I believe that Jacob is going through, an emptying. But this phrase was left alone. I kind of got stuck on that, because I think we live in a time where people don't always like being alone. Being alone sometimes has a negative connotation. I think people are sometimes uncomfortable with silence. They're uncomfortable with being alone. They're uncomfortable with not being able to interact with others. Now, I do think there is a difference between being alone and being lonely. You can actually be around a lot of people all the time and still be lonely, because there isn't a meaningful interaction with the other people you're around, and there's no relationship, there's no fellowship, there's no common ground that makes that being with them desirable or pleasurable. But I think being alone is something that we need to do more often, especially when it comes to being alone with God. I think the fact that Jacob was alone is very pertinent here. He needed this time of reflection, this time of meditation, this time of repentance and reconciliation with God before he could even begin to try to reconcile with his twin brother Esau. I think this time was an excellent time for reflection and for him just to look at what he had done and who he was and some of the mistakes he had made, maybe wanting to come clean with the fact that he had been a trickster and a supplanter and a con man most of his life. I love what the writer of the psalm says in Psalms 91. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge and my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him, for he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your anchor and protection. I love that passage. I think it just provides us assurance and comfort in knowing that even if we are alone, God is with us. We're never, never alone, the hymn says. We're with him. He's omnipresent. He's with us all the time, wherever we are, wherever we go, whatever we do, the Lord is there. He promised that he would never leave us alone. He would never fail us. And he would never push us away when we come to him for help and for repentance. And I think that this passage is really great. I love this phrase, he was left alone. And I think being alone with the Lord allows us to repent and confess, pour out our hearts before him, let him know how we feel about him, pray and seek his help and seek his blessings. And I pray that you will get something from this passage and we'll review Genesis 32. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.